Time to have a chat with Warwick Hadfield about sport. Warwick, good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
And Stephanie Gilmore. She is a champion, but now she's been recognised as such forevermore.
Forevermore. She's in the Australian Surfing Hall of Fame, Fran. In fact, it was a huge night for just not Stephanie Gilmore, but the whole sport of surfing itself. They were celebrating 50 years last night of the formation of the Australian Surf Riders Association, which, of course, in the modern milieu has to be changed now to Surfing Australia. That's the way of all sports these days. And look, there was lots of weathered, leathery skin as some of the greats from surfing's past all assembled to be named in this. They've also put together a top 10 of people who've been the most influential surfers in Australia from 1963 to 2013. And the winner was the Wounded Seagull, as he used to be known, a fellow from Newcastle by the name of Mark Richards. He won four world titles in a row starting in 1979. And that domination really gave surfing an incredible profile here in Australia. And of course, you know, they're all saying, you know, he was a humble champion as well. And all those attributes really helped make surfing far more popular with the broader population. And number two was not a, well, he is a surfer, but his greatest contribution, of course, Simon Anderson, was adding the third fin to the surfboard. Now, some other names in that top 10, I'm sure you would have heard of some of these. Nat Young, Midge Farrelly, Tom Carroll, Lane Beachley, Wayne Rabbit Bartholomew, Mark Ocalupo, and also Bob McTavish, better known, of course, a keen surfer, but better known, of course, for some of his surfboard designs back in 1960. So, all in all, a huge night for surfing. And Stephanie Gilmore just summed it all up. She said to be honoured in the midst of all these people was an extraordinary thing indeed, because she grew up with a lot of those people being her absolute heroes.
Mind you, she didn't have a great day in the surf herself yesterday, I understand. And Warwick, talking cricket, the Australian team for the first test has been selected, first test against India. Any surprises?
Well, there are surprises. Moses Henriques has been picked. Now, he's an all-rounder, but he's a medium-pace all-rounder. So the Australians have effectively gone in on what's famously a spinner's wicket in Chennai with four quicks, just leaving poor old Nathan Lyon to carry the heavy responsibility of being the only spinner. I suppose Michael Clarke can pitch in with a little bit of left arm wrist, a little bit finger spin, and David Warner with some leg spin. But, you know, Australia hasn't played the spinners so far on this tour particularly well, but they've decided they're going to counter that by picking their best bowlers, and if they happen to be fast bowlers, it's good. Moses Henriques, the first Portuguese-born player to play test cricket for Australia. File that one away, Fran.
There's a stat for you, Warwick. Thank you very much.
Good on you.
Talk to you again at 7:30. Warwick will be back with all the sports news and results after 7:30.